Welcome to the Maria Heller Show, the internet's original podcast. Since the year 2000, always ahead of the curve, always on your side. A true warrior for truth and justice, Maria and her guests leave nothing out, and no one is off limits. There is only one truth, the rest is lies. Sit back, enjoy the education with a true daughter of Mother Earth. Sharp New York wit, spiritual knowing, and a very dry sense of humor, Maria will dissect the news and lies to make it all palatable. Education is power. Maria delivers rapid-fire truth like no one else can. Here she is, the mouth that roars, the legendary Maria Heller.
Good morning, world. Maria here, alive and kicking. Welcome to Stars Are Us, our monthly astrology show for October with my excellent co-host, Joe Anthony. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, Maria. Good morning. Happy October.
Happy October. Man, I'm glad that we don't live in Florida today.
Yes, exactly. I mean, I saw some pictures in the flooding. It was just incredible. To see that storm. I mean, Florida is what, just about a foot below sea level or above sea level at certain points?
Right.
It doesn't take much to flood that place. So, yeah, I mean, this is the one thing that we I mean, they can control, but it's just, you know, we have to deal with the after effects of the rain and the storm and the wind and all that other fun stuff.
I know, and they had some pretty huge evacuations. Was there anything in the stars to predict this?
Well, as I've been saying all along, you know, keep an eye on the weather and water. And I've been saying this since 2009, in presentations, I've said, watch the water. Neptune in Pisces represents water. So anything to do with water, dams, rivers, you know, the pollution that we've been seeing, the fight and the control over water, water rights with the Native Americans, also with oil. I mean, we could see these trends. Mm-hmm. So every time there's a severe eclipse like we had last month, these two eclipses that came in, you know, it's like rocking the boat. Cosmically saying, hey, okay, we're going to shake it up a little bit. And of course with Mercury retrograde. So there's no one indication or indicator that we had any cosmic alignments that would affect the weather. But I would say generally speaking, with Neptune in Pisces, we're going to have more issues around water. Mm-hmm. So it's just a given. Okay. So just, I tell people prepare, you know, the best you can. And at least with hurricanes, we have a heads up on when they're going to hit, as opposed to say an earthquake in California or, some of these other places, but, it is predictable and can be avoided, you right. know? So if people just listen and move along.
Right. Now, last month they said we had a black moon. Are you familiar with that?
Yeah, you know, we give these names. They're not really anything technical, you know. And so a black moon is kind of like a blue moon, you know, having two lunations and then a darker version of it, like the shadow of the first moon, you see. And so that's what we would consider like a black moon. Mm-hmm. But yeah, last month, this month, we all got these now weird dynamics with the moons because we're having new moons at the end of the month, you see, and they're spilling over into the last month. But these are very powerful lunations during the fall here. And so ever since the eclipses from March and April, you know, they seem to have become more intense and intensified. And so, you know, the black moon would be just as it sounds. Like a mysterious, eerie kind of moon. And we could feel it. We could absolutely feel it. These moons are like really, really weird and eerie in a sense. It's like it's Halloween every moon, you know?
Right, right.
So we could feel it.
Right.
And so the next new moon is really the day before Halloween. And I wrote that in the newsletter as well, All Hallows Eve. Mm-hmm. And that one should be a real interesting one. It's in Scorpio. So talk about eerie and creepy and woo-woo, you know, I'm probably going to get that feeling as well.
Maybe that's why all the clowns are out. That's a new phenomenon going around the country. Crazy clowns.
Crazy clowns, really? I haven't heard about
that.
Yeah,
they're arresting people dressed like clowns. Yeah, one clown tried to rip off some lady's handbag. I mean, it's like the clown apocalypse. And somebody had a cute meme this morning. They said, what do you expect but a clown apocalypse when this election is a circus?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I think people are really losing their grip on reality because I see it here all the time. I see it with some of the people when I go into stores. I'm getting it from all angles. And I know this is Sedona, so anything's possible up here. But when I start hearing it from people in other cities, people are just acting strange. They're acting weird. And so I think it's affecting everyone. Right. And as I've been saying all along, I don't think it's just the astrology. I think it's beyond the astrology that what's happening. These cosmic rays that are coming in. And it's affecting us, and we're not used to it. It's changing and scrambling our brain chemistry. It's making us feel different. Mm-hmm. I know you've been having some issues with your neck and shoulders and so on. And so it's definitely doing something to us physically, no doubt about it.
Well, they can do it a little less painfully. I would be A-okay with that.
But this month, this is a month where we need to find balance, Maria, because we're going through Libra now. The sun is going through Libra, and the new moon we just had in Libra. So it's really about trying to find balance, and that's exactly what I wrote in my newsletter. And so up until about the 22nd of this month, we're trying to just keep our senses about us, fair-mindedness. Being more charming and being, just more centered in a sense. And so we have this energy. As a matter of fact, today, as we're recording this on the 7th, Mercury has gone into Libra as well. And so this is definitely a tendency for keeping the peace. Mm-hmm. And I know we're going to get into this, but obviously keeping the peace may be a difficult thing because we have psychopaths running this world that want to initiate a war with Russia, China, and Iran.
Right.
And there's more speculation on this, every day now.
Absolutely. So, I've been covering that on my news shows, and you don't see that covered anywhere else on mainstream media. It's all about the election, and, now, of course, it's all about the storm on the southeast. But I will say this, I wanted to ask you, what I found is a lot of purging going on, a lot of emotional purging, realizations, even realizing, imbalance in relationships, especially friendships, because, when I was a kid, I was raised to believe friendship is a two-way street. But what I've been contemplating a lot of is a lot of my relationships that are lopsided or one-sided. Mm-hmm. And once the anger comes up, then the cutting comes right after that. It's like, I don't want to be part of that drama anymore. So it's almost like a self-protective mechanism. And this has been going on, at least for me. I don't know if any of my listeners feel the same. I would say for the past 2 weeks, even more so.
Yes, and I would totally agree with that because you're absolutely right. It is a purging that's taking place. We're stripping away the old belief systems, and that includes friendships. And so over the years, as we continue to awaken to reality, because as you know, this is not reality. We live in some sort of matrix, energetic, illusion. And as we continue to awaken and evolve, we're going to gravitate towards those souls that are on the same level. And that means cosmically, that means spiritually, that means, real friends that, we have a connection to, a heartfelt connection to. And this is one of the reasons I moved to Sedona. And, I didn't plan on being here, but now that I'm here, the people that I'm meeting here, Maria, I have to be honest with you, I feel like they are family. Okay? And they could just be acquaintances. Mm-hmm. So we're going to continue to see this move from either the major cities, even family members that just don't get it and are not on the same level. We're going to just move into these other areas or connect with souls that are on the same level. Mm-hmm. And so there's nothing wrong with it. It's like you said, it's a purging. It's a getting rid of the negativity. And this is what the Hopis at with Prophecy Rock is all about. It's society dividing those that understand what's happening and are gravitating towards each other for more of a harmonious surrounding and environment, and those that don't will continue to stay on this lower level of I'm confused, I don't know who I am, where I'm going, and I'm just going to stay asleep. And so this is exactly what we have. And of course, going through Libra, it's about trying to find that balance. And so especially the theme of Libra is relationships. So all kinds of relationships and partnerships. Mm-hmm. So here we have a perfect example of purging. Now, the next wave that comes in around the full moon, it'll bring in even more of a purge, because then the full moon in Aries is going to be opposing the sun. So here is this push-pull once again of, I don't know where I'm going or what I'm doing, but I know I need to change. Mm-hmm. And so if there are relationships that are a little shaky right now, you might as well say, I wish you well, my friend, and move on, you know, because the energy just keeps getting more and more, I don't say intense, but it's that feeling of, I need to let go of this. This is not working for me anymore. This person's not working for me anymore. Right. And so I need to move forward in my direction and connect with those souls that are on the same level.
Absolutely. I can't disagree with that. But, you know, I've always taught and told people there's two kinds of people in this world, givers and takers. And what I'm realizing is that, you know, wow, somehow along the line, I picked up quite a few takers and they need to go, you know, one way or the other. So I just want to know if it was just me, because I think I've been more deeply contemplating than ever before. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I do know as a Sagittarian, we tend to be more philosophy than, you know, most people. But it's like, wow, mm-hmm. It's like my mind is always playing and replaying different scenarios.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, you're a healer, a teacher, a counselor. So it's natural that you're going to have people gravitate towards you looking for answers. Okay, I'm sure your entire life, just like mine, I had people come up to me asking me questions and sharing their information for no apparent reason. And now I understand why. But so we naturally draw these people to us because they're not sure who they are. And so my answer to them, and there's no time to waste. I get to right to the point. I say, understand who you are. You're a spirit and a body having an experience. Everything else, your mind is just trying to process. Okay. And so somehow, you know, and then of course I give them some information on how to understand that concept and it plants the seed. So you see right now, since time is accelerating or our perception of time is accelerating, we have no time to waste.
Right.
The more we could wake up humanity, the greater and the more beneficial the world will be. You know, this is the beauty of the internet and technology, is the more people understand what is actually happening, how we give our power away and who we really are, the dark ones cannot take that anymore. They will not be able to do what they're doing, manipulating frequencies and people and all that other stuff. So the more we awaken the consciousness and get people on a one-to-one basis realizing who they are, and then of course then, you know, they tell their friends, and then it keeps growing. Mm-hmm. The more we will move this planet in another direction, and the faster we'll be, because like I said, time is accelerating, or our perception of time is accelerating. Yeah. And so we could peacefully go into where we want to go, which is everyone wants harmony. Everyone wants, you know, to be sort of safe and secure. And they don't want people bombing them, you know, and trying to manipulate them and rob them and so on and so forth.
Right.
And so this is a generality around the world. Mm-hmm. Nobody wants this.
Right.
It's being pushed upon us.
Right. Well, you know, it's interesting because you talk about synchronicity. You know, every day I post a meme on my Facebook page for my readings, my Worldwide Readings with Maria Facebook page. And here's the one I posted today, Joe, because I think you'll get a kick out of it. Every person who awakens will cause a ripple effect across the consciousness of the planet that will unavoidably awaken and inspire others.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
I mean, wonderful. That's pretty much exactly what you just said, so we must be in tune. You did say, though, that this month looks like it would be a little easier or a little better cosmically than last month was. What can we thank for that?
Well, the Libra energy, the Libra sun right now going through the constellation of Libra, Mercury in Libra. This is all very favorable for peace and harmony, even though in the old days in certain cultures, you know, this is the time of war because Venus represented war. Not only does it represent love and romance and money, but in the ancient cultures it represented, Venus was the god of war. And so this is why we hear all this talk about war right now. You see, and justice and fairness and all this other stuff. So at the same time, this peace is within us. We're connecting with those that we need to connect with. As I wrote in my, as I put up with the New Moon Outlook, I said it's going to be trying to find balance while lots of socializing. And that's what we're doing. Mm-hmm. We're connecting with people. We're wanting to talk to them. We're wanting to share. But at the same time, we're trying to find a balance. We're more at peace with ourselves. And so this is what Libra represents, finding peace, finding. But there are 2 days this month that are, you know, a little challenging, to say the least. And Mars happens to be involved with both of those days. Okay. And so once everything starts to shift into Scorpio, Scorpio is about death and rebirth and transformation. So we have a different type of energy coming in. But for the first 21 days of October, we should have more peace and harmony. Because Libra loves harmony. Libras, you know, Libra rising or Libra moon people hate having conflict. They really do not like it. Mm-hmm. You know, it goes against their general good nature. Right. So this time of the year, it's always best to enjoy nature, to enjoy the people you really like and love and you want to be around. And relationships of all kinds are highlighted during this time. So we're always looking for more harmonious interactions during this time of the year. Mm-hmm. So I say embrace it because they're all cycles.
The next
one could be another weird one.
Right. Well, you know, what you said about Venus is kind of interesting because when you said it used to be known as the god of war and then it became known as the god of love, I wondered if that expression, all's fair in love and war, was connected to Venus.
I would not doubt it. And it sounds... that sounds right on the money. But, you know, the thing is with Venus and the sign of Libra and Taurus, which rules is ruled by Venus, you see, if Venus or Libra and the seventh house in astrology, because that's the house that Libra rules, is also about open enemies. You see, not only partnerships in a harmonious way, but in a not so harmonious way, you know, like enemies that you just do not like and despise, you have a connection with them as well. You know, you have a partnership with them as well, except that it's not, you know, it's not loving and caring. It's more of the I hate you and I despise you type feeling, but it's still a relationship. You still have a relationship with someone,
right?
You know, and so it does represent both, and it can represent both.
Right. Now, you know, every election season, especially presidential, we always expect an October surprise. And when I was looking at your newsletter, you've got on October 28th, Mars squaring Uranus. And I wondered if this could turn into an October surprise.
It sure could. You got two dates. You got October the 19th when Mars conjuncts Pluto. Right on top of each other that whole day. This could be intense conflict or some sort of issue comes out and, you know, government's being pushy because it's in Capricorn. So we could have some revelation there as well. But yes, the 28th Mars square Uranus. Uranus is a sign that's unpredictable. Mars is about force. And so we could have sudden accidents. We could have explosions. We could have war. We could have sudden information coming out of nowhere that, you know, maybe hurts one of the candidates. But, you know, the news that I get, and I'm sure your listeners are well aware of this, there's something going on behind the scenes here. You know, a real battle for who they want to put up as you know, puppet in chief, excuse me, president in chief. And so that's what's happening behind the scenes. And there could be some more revelations. And a lot of this stuff is, from what I gather, is coming from the Alphabet agencies themselves, because you know, they're not that fond of Trump, but at the same time, they despise Hillary, you know? And so there's a lot of information coming from these Alphabet agencies, and they're being spoon-fed to, say, WikiLeaks or these other agencies or these other alternative news sources. So anything is possible, you know? And it could be, you know, there's speculation about no election. Maybe something happens weather-wise, supposedly.
Right, you know, I thought about that with this whole Hurricane Matthew. Don't think I didn't think about that, because some people are already posting, is this another way to suppress the vote?
Yeah. Exactly, exactly. So we know how devious, and we know how, you know, how manipulative these people behind the scenes can be. So we can't put anything past them. So we'll know when it comes in. But yes, that's in that date of the 28th is what, a week away from the elections.
Right. Selections.
And, so, you know.
Selections, more like But, you know, the one blessing of the hurricane was both campaigns stopped campaigning while the storm is going on. I'm like, yay, at least there's something good coming out of it. But I also saw how much fear they threw into the reporting on these, on this hurricane, you know, and you know, my whole family's in Florida, you know, they're well prepared, and they've ridden out many a hurricane. But I think it was Sam Shepard, you know, you're going to die, your children are going to die. I posted it and said, is this for real? But then it became everywhere. So I was like, you know, instead of saying, hang in there, do the best you can, you know, the gouging, price gouging immediately started. And I had that conversation with one of my family members who's, you know, loves capitalism, who's trapped in, you know, $9.99 a gallon of gas and, you know, $30 for a bottle of water. And she said, well, that's just human nature. And I said, no, that's capitalism. I said, human nature, real human nature, is people helping people. And if people start believing that it's human nature to screw your neighbor at the worst possible time, then maybe they're missing out on a little bit of their humanity.
Oh, absolutely. Besides, we don't really have capitalism. We have crony capitalism.
Right, greedy capitalism.
You know, it's not capitalism. But anyway, yeah, anytime, and that's the power of the mainstream media, unfortunately, is to keep people in fear. I mean, every news story on mainstream media starts off with a shooting, a killing, this, that. And of course, at the end, they want you to put in some fluff story to make you feel good. So what they're doing is they're playing with your emotions, you know?
Yeah, it's just a shame that so many people can be played so easily. It's crazy.
Yes. I mean, I walked into this store the other day, and they had the, and this was in the daytime, they had those talk shows in the background playing.
Right.
And it was like chalk, it was like the nails on a chalkboard to me.
I could not
stand listening to this stuff.
I know.
You know?
I know, and there's TVs wherever you go. You can go to a doctor's office, you can go, you know, to a subway. No matter where you go, there's TVs everywhere. It's like Big Brother constantly reinforcing the fear, the message of fear. You know, you need us. Be afraid. We'll take care of you. And that's always been what I've been afraid of. Yeah, they'll take care of us. Okay. What happens when the sun moves into Scorpio on the 22nd?
Well, everything gets ramped up. You know, Scorpio is a very intense, passionate sign. And it's also very secretive. It's also about the psyche. And so what happens then is we either begin to hide out more or we become more like investigators, wanting to investigate things, you know, curiosity, dig deep. The benefit of Scorpio, much like Virgo, is digging deep to the core to get answers, to figure out what's really going on. So it could be very beneficial. Now, Scorpio, like Taurus, represents finances. So look for some major news once again around the financial system in some way, because you know, where I'm getting my news from, and the European Union is fracturing big time, okay? Italy is, there's speculation that Italy wants out of the EU big time. You know, you're not going to hear this on mainstream media.
Of course not. What about Deutsche Bank? You were dead on with that, and now it looks like the United States is willing to drop $10 billion off their fine just to keep them afloat.
Right. I mean, this is the bank to watch, and I'm sure your listeners are aware, because they hold all these toxic derivatives, all those, you know, bundled up mortgages, bundled up crap, all went to Deutsche Bank. Mm-hmm. And so if this bank collapses, you're going to see the domino effect. The big banks will start collapsing. So, you know, as soon as you hear any news about Deutsche Bank crumbling and collapsing, or, you know, whatever it is, I would suggest people start taking your money out of the large banks, Citibank, JP Morgan Chase, all of these criminal institutions.
Wells Fargo, let's not leave those criminals out.
Oh, no, no, I'm not, absolutely. But I'm just saying, all the major banks, and right away they're going to implement a bank holiday, I guarantee you that. If they do that, because that's how they're going to stop the, you know, people from taking their money out. Besides, there is no money in those banks.
Right.
They don't have the reserves in those banks to cover what they actually have, because it's all digits on a screen.
Right. It's all fake. Listen, I did a thing with, I think it was Catherine Fitz, years ago on the 4th mm-hmm. of July. It had to be a minimum, I want to say 12, 15 years ago on my show, where we told people to get their money out of the major banks and put them in local banks mm-hmm. or put them in federal credit unions. I immediately did that. And I've been telling people mm-hmm. ever since, and I got to say, it must have been 15 years ago. But mm-hmm. there's still a lot of people that just, they want to believe. They want to believe in the system, even when they see the system crashing in front of them.
Right, because they don't know where to turn. You know, and I find that a lot. When I start talking about this stuff to people, or even up here, about, you know, getting your money out of the bank and putting it in a credit union and get some gold or silver coins as an insurance policy, you know, something, and then stock up on at least 3 to 6 months worth of dry food,
right.
You know, and this is just playing it safe.
Right.
What happens if the weather is bad, like Florida, or if we lose the internet? You know, I don't know if I told you this story, but a couple of years ago up here, we lost the internet for about 8 hours. We had no cell phone coverage.
Right.
Nobody could check out at the grocery stores.
Right.
You know, so look at what happens.
Exactly.
You can get gas.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, you know, that happened in my town, and it was for 24 hours. And luckily I keep a little cash in the house, because without cash, listen, cash is still king. Without cash, no one could do anything. However, I will tell you this, without the internet, no one's phones were working either. Not a cell phone, not a landline. It was heaven on earth outside of the inconvenience of not being able to use your credit cards.
Sure.
Everybody was friendly. Everybody was out and about. You know, the gym was packed. You know, people had other things to do. They realized life goes on without being glued to your computer 24 hours a day.
Right.
And I have to tell you, it was a very pleasant respite, without question of a doubt. So right before Halloween, we get a blue moon. Or is it a blue moon? It's a new moon, but isn't it the second new moon of the month?
Well, technically, yes, because the last moon was in September on the 30th, you know, but it was also on the 1st. I mean, yes, it'd be considered a blue moon. Yes, another moon at the end of the month. So, yes, that's two of them in 2 months. And so think about this, you know, all of these moons are like intense barometers for emotions, feelings, foundation, and so on. And so that moon in Scorpio is really going to be highlighting our psyche. It's going to be highlighting our desire to change in some way, and we'll be thinking about it. And so it's like, as I said here, it's like switching on the light and the dark, you know, especially with the new moon. And also, of course, in the notes and in my newsletter, I talk about, you know, there's this feeling of distrust or this, you know, profound, bring out the shadow and basically coming to profound conclusions about things. Mm-hmm. So this could be a very revealing time, even though we may find ourselves, you know, in sort of a subconscious mood, you know, thinking deeper on a deeper level. Mm-hmm. But it's a very powerful energy. You know, mysterious and alluring in a sense. Sexuality is also associated with Scorpio, so we'll be thinking about stuff like that. The main thing I would say is keep an eye on the October surprise, because look how close the new moon is to the Mars square Uranus on the 28th. You know, one is on the 28th, and then 2 days later, we have the new moon. Right. So I would say if any event was to happen this month, it's going to be towards the end of the month. Okay, whether it's financial, weather-wise, you know, I don't want to say indictments or anything like that, because nobody's going to indict anybody.
No, of course not. We have two criminals running for office. No matter how much gets exposed about either one of them, no one seems to mind. So I'm like, God, what kind of world is this? You know, yesterday I went in to pick up my quarterly taxes to pay them. And I told my CPA, I said to her, I'm paying my taxes, which is a lot more than Donald Trump is doing. And she just, you know, I mean, it was such a good way to start a conversation. And I always look to start conversations wherever I go. And she agreed. She says, and he's not the only one. I says, yeah, but little peons like you and me, we have to pay. You know, I remember Leona Helmsley once said, you know, we don't pay taxes. The little people pay taxes.
Well, when you run in those circles, okay, you enter the billionaire group. You are connected to all of those, you know, high-powered, sneaky, you know, families. Mm-hmm. You're connected to all the bankers. You do not become a billionaire by not having these connections. And what's his name? Kevin Trudeau. Is it Kevin Trudeau? Yeah, the one you interviewed there.
Right. He's still rotting in jail. Right.
He admitted it. Once you become a billionaire, you're in a club. You're in an elite club. Mm-hmm. And you have to play ball. Otherwise, if you don't, you wind up like he did.
Exactly.
You see, outside the system. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and yes, they don't pay taxes because they take all their money offshore and put it into their buddies' accounts, you know, and friendly banks and so on and so forth, of course. But you know that taxation is just totally, you know, we're totally being ripped off. We could fund the entire government with just the tariffs on the gas and all this other stuff that they have. They don't need our income tax. Mm-hmm. We know that it's unconstitutional.
Exactly.
That the IRS should not exist, just like the Federal Reserve. Mm-hmm. So,
well, maybe that's going to be the money surprise that's been showing up for a couple of months now in, you know, astrologically on our shows. You know, the financial collapse, I mean, it has to happen. I mean, people just can't survive the way they're going. You know, I met a lady yesterday who lives in Oregon. And she says, you know, we don't have a state tax. She said, but they tax everything there. And, you know, she went off on it. And I'm like, well, where's all that money going? She said, to the state. Right. I said, what are they doing with it? She said, who knows? You know? So it's It's nice to see people starting to wake up. And I think a lot of what's been revealed in this election, you know, from the stuff Bernie Sanders talked about, to the exposing of, you know, the Clinton money machine, to the Trump money machine, you know, how the rich get richer and the poor get screwed. I think it's all been quite enlightening for the majority. And I believe the majority understands, even though it's the minority that gets the press. Okay, the crazy people, they seem to get the press. But the majority of people I talk to, they're fairly awake. So I think that's a good sign. You know, Joe, we're going to take a short break. When we get back, we've got lots more for you. We'll also have your personal horoscopes. If you haven't checked out Joe's channel on YouTube, please do. Okay, that's like the first thing I do when the month changes is I look to see if you put up everybody's horoscopes on YouTube, and I sit there and watch them. And it's free, so I have no excuse not to check it out, because like I always say, you may not believe in astrology, but astrology believes in you, kind of like politics. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Spiritual Professor is a name some of Maria's students and clients refer to her as. After a consultation or class with Maria, some have gone as far as calling her the Force or the Oracle. Maria is simply a woman, a mother, and grandmother who was born with a keen natural intuition. She's got a lot of life experience, and she's a constant student herself. This is what qualifies her to help those who are on their journey and need some direction. Some students visit her in person, others on the phone or on Skype. Maria will work with you on your own timeline, guiding you down your best possible path. You can learn to balance the mind, body, and spirit in what seems to be a world gone mad. As David Icke says about Maria, Maria's the real deal. Extremely intuitive, but with her feet firmly on the ground. Out there, but down here. No bullshit. Whatever you need in this part of your journey is what Maria will help you with. She'll give you the tools you need to make the rest of your life the best of your life. See private consultations with Maria on the site at meria.net and pick the one that resonates with you. You are not alone. The professor is in at maria.net. Now back to the show.
Welcome back to Stars R Us for October 2016 with my excellent co-host, Joe Anthony. Check out his work at planetswithin.com. Check out his YouTube channel for sure. And I noticed you got a nice little uptick on your viewers on your YouTube channel. So that means people are finding you, Joe, and that's great.
Yes, I really appreciate YouTube for, you know, and now I've got more clients internationally because of YouTube. You know, because you could reach them a lot easier. And, you know, I just do my part in sharing information, and I'm probably going to do more videos. The thing is, you know, Maria, you're sitting here, and I've got two computers in front of me. It's just, you know, hour after hour goes by, and like you said, you got to get away and mingle with some people and get out there and get some fresh air. And it's just like you want to do more, but at the same time, you got to realize that you know, you've got to take care of yourself psychologically, spiritually, and physically, too.
Exactly.
You just can't sit in front of these computers for hours at a time.
Exactly.
You know?
Well, that's why I'm taking next week off. It's like your mental health. Do you know what I mean? So it's like I need a mental health break, and I need to just get away from it for a while. And I can understand when my listeners tell me that.
Yeah, you know. Absolutely. So, you know, you have to balance. That's exactly what we're doing now with Libra. We have to find the balance, you know. So what I try and do is I work a couple of hours on the computers, and then I go out and I go to the gym. I come back, work a little bit, go out for a walk,
right.
You know, and stuff like that to keep that that energy flowing, you know, in a,
absolutely.
In a harmonious way.
Yeah, you have to. It's just, you know, it's just you got to take care of yourself. Otherwise, you're useless to everybody else. And, you know, you got to mix and mingle. You know, for me, I like to see the pulse of the people out there. And a lot of what you see on social media isn't the true pulse. It's the people that are addicted to just saying anything about anything. But when you get out and talk to real people face to face, you find so much more commonality. At least I know I do. So it's uplifting, to say the least.
Yep.
Anyway, let's do a little round robin of the astrology for the month by signs, because I know we didn't have time to do that last month.
Okay, you got it. Here we go. Aries, here we go. This is a month for you for lots of socializing, connecting. The new moon in Libra, the beginning of October, is definitely highlighting your seventh house of relationships. So you got Jupiter for a whole year in your opposite sign of Libra. So you got a whole year to connect with people, relationships of all kinds, business relationships.
Joe? Uh-oh.
Whatever. And so this is going to be a very social month for you guys. So get out there. What's that?
No, you just, Maria? you had cut out for a second. I don't know. Maybe your call waiting went off, or maybe it was mine.
No. It's the internet up here. It's terrible.
Oh.
You know, so it is awful.
No, it's competing with a whole lot of, it's probably because it competes with all that spiritual energy up in Sedona.
Yeah, that's it. I apologize for that.
That's okay.
So Aries, this is a great month for you guys to get out to get work done. You got Mars, your ruler, going through Capricorn. So there's a lot of discipline right now with your work, and you're able to accomplish a lot more, especially if you reach out to others. So by all means, do that. The full moon is going to be in Aries. It's going to be in your first house. So you're going to bring more awareness to yourself and realize what you want and what you don't want and what you need to let go of. So this is a very powerful month for Aries. And so take advantage of it and move forward. Taurus, the new moon highlights your sixth house of health and service and work. So the dynamics in these areas of your life are being highlighted big time. So over the next year or so, with Jupiter in there and now the new moon activating the sixth house, you need to take better care of yourself, change up your diet, exercise program, or if you're thinking about a new job or a new career in some way, this month you will have opportunity to move forward, or maybe an advance, a raise, any of that stuff is all being highlighted. And of course, Venus, your ruler, is going through Scorpio, so you're probably much more social than you have been in a while. So there's a lot more about friendships, relationships, and so on. And towards the end of the month, as the planets go into Scorpio, your opposite sign, relationships are really your primary focus. And so all kinds of relationships, especially business relationships, romantic relationships, physical relationships, all kinds of relationships are highlighted, especially since, Mars and Pluto are both in Capricorn going through your ninth house. So you're exploring the higher realms or deeper meaning to your purpose and your sense of direction. So I would say go for it and explore and check it out. Gemini, the new moon highlights your fifth house of love and creativity. So many of you are really, the synapses are firing at a higher rate these days because of this. And so you're wanting to reach out. You're wanting to be around children. You're wanting to be more creative. Jupiter is also in that house for a whole year. So this could be a really productive year in terms of having fun, reaching out and just embracing more love in your life, wherever you see it, wherever you're around it, and just enjoying yourself. The full moon on the 15th and 16th highlights your 11th house of friendships. And so there could be an issue with a relationship that you need to take care of, or an organization. And so, but it may also elevate your profile. So keep an eye on that. And money continues to be rather good for you with Mars going through your 8th house. So with Saturn going through Sagittarius in your 7th house, your relationships, at least one of them, could be really stabilizing and you're learning a lot from. So looks pretty good. Cancer, the new moon, which is the ruler of Cancer is the moon. And so it is going to highlight your fourth house of foundation and family and feelings. And so this is all about connecting with people, connecting with the loved ones, connecting with friends and neighbors, reaching out to your children and saying, hey, I care about you. I love you. You know, this is what the new moon in the fourth house is all about. And so some of you may even be focusing on your home life, remodeling, redecorating, being obsessed with doing something to the home. And so this is going to be a month where you're embracing all of that. With Jupiter going through that part of your chart, you may find yourself traveling more this month because Jupiter is about exploring. And so you may be visiting friends and family members even more. So this month, it's all about really your foundation and enjoying the company that you keep. Mars is now going through your 7th house. And so, watch for some minor conflicts, especially when Mars conjuncts Pluto. And when Mars makes an alignment to Uranus at the end of the month, watch for issues around work. That could be a little challenging, a lot of responsibilities at home and then a lot of responsibilities at work. And then you're being pulled in multiple directions. So keep an eye on that. The saving grace here is that Venus is going through Scorpio in your fifth house. So you're feeling the love, you're feeling sort of more at peace with yourself. And so that's quite beneficial. Leo, the new moon activates your third house. In Libra, so socializing is very big for you guys this month, especially until the 22nd with all these planets in Libra. And so what you've got with the sun transiting the third house in Libra, you're definitely feeling more creative. You're feeling like you need to reach out to others. And so the full moon on the 15th and 16th highlights your ninth house. So you may be thinking about traveling, taking a short trip somewhere. And so keep an eye on that because there's tons of socializing this month. The second half of the month when planets start going into Scorpio, now you're more home-based. You want to just stay at home. You're thinking more on a deeper psychological level. You're focusing more on real estate and your investments as well because Scorpio is about money. And so you love money. And so if you own properties or you have businesses around real estate in some kind, you'll be focusing more on that. But it's all about feelings and family the second half of the month for you guys. Virgo, the new moon highlights your second house of resources and values. So what you've got here is an opportunity for advancement, making more money, or if you're looking for a new job, by all means, go in that direction. You'll have the benefit of Jupiter going through Libra for the entire year. And so things, property, possessions all become very important. But at the same time, remember that it's all about value. Jupiter going through the second house is about being honest with yourself and with others about the value you create for others. And so, and Virgos are usually pretty good about that. They usually love to help people and you know, they give. And so this is about also not giving. So don't give to those that don't deserve your efforts. Mm. So this is all about, this month is really all about your values. It's about your beliefs, but it's also about making more money and opportunity. So take advantage of that. The full moon will highlight your eighth house of psyche and shared resources. So keep an eye on your investments. Keep an eye on the things that you share with another. And, you know, not that there's anything wrong, but you'll be thinking about all that. So especially the investment part, you know, if you have investments in property or with another person that you're not sure about, right, like an investment house or something like that, you may be thinking more about that. So Libra, what can I say? This is your time of the year. Planets are going through Libra. You're feeling good about yourself. You're looking good. More people are taking notice of your looks and your appearance, and you know, you want to shine with Jupiter in your sign for the next year. I mean, the sky's the limit. You know, lucky Jupiter there makes you feel like you want to break out and explore and want to be seen and heard in a larger way. Now, with Mars going through your fourth house of home and foundation, you know, you're wanting to probably stay at home more during this alignment. But once Mars goes into Aquarius, which will be, I believe, next month, you know, you are going to break out and want to just, you know, get out there and have more fun and travel a little bit more, explore and reach out to loved ones. And so this month, you're kind of reinventing yourself this month. And so it's something that most Libras don't have a problem doing, reinventing themselves. The full moon on the 15th and 16th will highlight your seventh house of partnership. So there may be an issue around partnerships. In other words, you know, relationships that are not working for you, you may need to let go of, or there could be some sudden revelation around a partnership, and it could be business or just, you know, an acquaintance as well. But there's a lot of revelation coming around that a full moon on the 15th and 16th. So, but it is a time to shine. Scorpio. All right. If Libra is the time to shine this month, the first half at least is the time to just lay low. Because planets are going through your 12th house of secrets and spirituality. The new moon highlights that 12th house. So there's a desire to look deep within yourself, you know, to go into the deep crevices of your mind and spirit and say, who am I? What am I here to do? The people I've been in contact with, the connections I've made. Mm. Pay attention to your dreams, because this is the house of dreams. So you may have very strong visions of the future or the past. And so this is really a time to connect with yourself. And so many Scorpios will be hiding out or laying low, if you will. And so even though Venus is going through Scorpio right now in your first house, you know, they're still thinking about making money and looking good. And relationships are definitely at the top of the list here. And there's lots of socializing, no doubt about it. But there's this need for privacy with these planets going through this 12th house. So, but the second half of the month, after the 21st, when the Sun enters Scorpio and then Mercury enters Scorpio, and then the new moon at the end of the month on the 30th highlights Scorpio, this is an empowering time. So now you're at full capacity for, you know, strength and transformation, and you're in your element. So use that next 30 days to transform something about your life, which will be quite beneficial. And Sagittarius, the new moon highlights your 11th house of friends, wishes, hopes and dreams, organizations. So there's lots of socializing for you guys. You're thinking about the future more. Saturn is in your sign in the first, so you feel much more disciplined, or a need for discipline and order. And so with Mars going through Capricorn in your second, you're focused on making money, you're focused on business, and you're thinking about the future even more. So relationships of all kinds are being highlighted as we go through Libra, but because they're in the 11th, you're keeping people at bay. In other words, they're not the close, intimate relationships that you would like, but you're keeping your options open on everything that you do. Mm-hmm. So this is a month to really just reach out to new organizations and acquaintances and just enjoy yourself, because it looks like a real fun month, especially with the full moon on the 15th and 16th. It'll highlight your fifth house of playfulness. Capricorn. The planets are highlighting, the sun highlights, the new moon highlights your 10th house of career. Jupiter will be there for a whole year. So everything to do with your status, how you're seen in the public, where you work, all of this will be elevated this coming year. So no doubt about it, the new moon in Libra is going to continue to highlight anything to do with career, anything to do with your relationships, your public relationships. And so with Mars going through Capricorn, you're feeling much more motivated these days to do something, to change, to go in a new direction, to reinvent yourself, and it has to do with your career or how you're seen in the public. So I would say embrace it. The full moon on the 15th and 16th has to do with your fourth house of foundation. So the home life, family are going to be highlighted. So there's a longing to connect with them or reach out and see how they're doing and so on and so forth. So this is definitely a powerful month for some sort of career or status change. So take advantage. Aquarius, we have the new moon in another air sign, just like yours, in the ninth house. And so travel is going to be highlighted. Your higher philosophy and learning, connecting with very important people are going to be highlighted this month. And so you have great opportunity to learn more, maybe take some classes. If you're a teacher of some kind, you'll be training more. But this is really about more laughter and more fun, because Libra can be very charming. And so you're breaking out of the sort of psychological year that you've had into this more fun mode. So I'd say take advantage of it. The full moon on the 15th to 16th highlights your third house of communication. And so all kinds of ideas are coming to you, all kinds of opportunities for more travel. This is all being highlighted. So take advantage of it. Make your decision. It's all about choices. And nothing's written in stone here. You need to just make choices. And so when the planets start going into Aquarius, or especially Mars next month, you definitely feel much more motivated than you have in a long time. Pisces, the planets and the new moon highlight your eighth house of psyche, shared resources, sexuality, finance. This is a time this month where you're thinking a lot about your income and how much money or your investments and so on. You've got Neptune in the first house, for a bunch of years. And so you've kind of lost your identity in a sense, what you're supposed to be doing. And so this month you'll be digging a little deeper into that realm of, oh, who am I? What do I really want to do? And there could be this element of indecisiveness, because Libras can be indecisive. And so you'll have to rely a lot upon others. So maybe you're going to be doing a little counseling with someone, consultations and stuff like that, because you want to find out more answers to questions that that's taking you on this psychological journey. So anyway, the full moon in Aries highlights your second house of income. So watch your investments, watch, things having to do with your money or sudden expenditures. So for the most part, this will be a better time of the month will be the second half when planets start going into Scorpio. There you have it, Maria.
Well, that's a whole lot. I'm grateful that you kept your wind through the whole thing, which is really good. Really good. But it looks like it'll be an interesting month for sure. And then, of course, by the time I think we come back, you and I, on the 4th, we'll be in the middle of the whole selection process.
Right.
So I've got to tell you, I'll be very happy when this charade is over.
It's
just been the absolute worst. Well, you know what? I figure whoever gets in, I'm still going to have plenty to talk about for the next 4 years. Just when you think we'll run out of news, we never do. Joe, I do want to thank you so much for joining me today and doing the show, because I know, you know, you're super busy. But it's also nice to have an astrologer on that also knows what's going on in the world. So thank you again. And any last words to the audience till next month?
Stay awake, folks. The best advice I could give you, remember who you are. Okay, continue to awaken your spirit. And you do that in a loving manner, and everything else will start falling by the wayside. So thank you, Maria, for having me on the show.
Always my pleasure, Joe. I'll talk to you soon. Take care.
All right.
Bye. Check out Joe's work, planetwithin.com. And another reminder, I won't be here next week, but Sunday night during the debate, I will be on Twitter if you want to follow my opinion by the second, as I did in the vice presidential debate. Just get onto my Twitter page, which is right here at the top of my site, maria.net. And I'm sure we'll have plenty of laughs, because I'll be fact-checking them every time they open their mouths. Anyway, thanks again for supporting the show. While I'm gone, tons of stuff in the archives you guys can check up on and check out for a lot of you. It's the first time you're seeing any of those shows. And I'll see you guys when I get back. Thanks again. Have a safe weekend. Everybody in Florida, Carolina, stay safe, and I'll see you guys soon.
Thank you for listening and supporting The Maria Show. Tell others what you learned today. Knowledge becomes wisdom only when it's shared. Encourage others to subscribe today. www.maria.net. Often imitated, never duplicated. A world of information all in one place. www.maria.net. Always ahead of the curve. Always on your side. Get active or get radioactive. Subscribe today.